All right, fighters. How's it going today? Glad that you've chosen to stick me in your ear for a few minutes today. I appreciate it. Really want to thank you for that. It means a ton to me that you would take a few minutes of your day and listen to the stuff that comes out of my mouth. I mean, it's crazy to me. I see tens of thousands of downloads and just crazy amounts of contractors all over the place that are taking time to listen to what we have going on here. And I just wanted to say thank you first and foremost here today. Thank you for being here. Thank you for taking the time. On that note, I welcome suggestions. If you want us to interview somebody or want me to talk on a topic or anything like that that will help you in your business, in your life, please email me at tom@thecontractorfight.com. Just shoot me an email. Just say, hey, man, appreciate, you know, you doing the show. Well, you don't have to give me a compliment. That's all right. But I'm thinking of the emails I get. That's usually how they start when people email me. Anyway, like my ego needed more, right? Just email me and say, hey, dumbass, I'd really like you to do a show on this, and we'll look into doing that for you. All right. So anyway, today I want to talk about how to have I'm like, my mind's all over here. This is so funny. How to have a successful partnership. I've been in quite a few of them over the years, and what's funny is I've been really fortunate. Let's see, what have I had? Three, four? I think I've had four. I've had four. And one was not a good fit after a few months. There were just some things that didn't work out. Nothing bad on either one's part. Just wasn't in the air to be partners. So I'll push that one aside. But the other three I've had have been pretty damn successful. And I have two partners in the Contractor Sales Academy. And my other one was my first painting company back in the Chicagoland area. And so I'm just reflecting here today on a few things that I think really make up a good partnership. And, you know, what you might need to think about if you're considering going into business with somebody and partnering up and some things like that. So, so here's what I got. The very first thing that I would tell you is do not partner with somebody if you think it's going to fix your problems. Okay. Man, I've coached so many people, dozens and dozens and dozens of contractors and this and that. And a lot of them have been partnerships, and a lot of them, or they come to me and they say, hey, I'm thinking about taking on a partner. And the first question I ask is, well, why do you want a partner? And a lot of times they will lead with something that's going to fix the business. Like, well, I just need to make more money, or I need to sell better, or we need to produce better, or whatever it is, whatever the problem is. So many times people think that bringing on a partner is going to fix their problem. So if you're looking to bring a partner on, I would highly encourage you not to bring somebody on that you think is going to fix the business. See, in the case of the Contractor Sales Academy, when Steve and I first partnered up, we both brought some skill sets. He brought a business acumen that's freaking out of this world. I brought a sales and marketing background and a training background and some things like that. And we came together, and had each of us started our own Contractor Sales Academy business on our own, it would have been successful. I guarantee it would have been successful. But when we came together, 1 + 1 instead of equaling 2, when you have the right 1 + 1, it equals 3. And now what's cool is last year we brought Derek Johnson on as our third partner. And now the 1 + 1 + 1 doesn't equal 3, doesn't equal 4. I believe it equals a 6 or a 7 or an 8 right now. Because if any one of us were off on our own doing what we're doing, we would be successful. So ask yourself that question before you partner with someone. Am I successful on my own right now? Is the person I'm about to partner with successful on their own right now? Or do they continue to make the same mistakes? Am I continually in debt? Is my business not getting better? Is it the same old story year in and year out? Whatever those issues are, okay, don't think a partnership is going to be your savior. You owning your crap, getting uncomfortable, getting around the right people, those things like that, those are going to be the things that are going to help you. You're going to fix you. You're going to be your own, you know, savior, not your business partner. Okay. So with that, the next thing I want to talk about is, you know, having a successful partnership has to be rooted in honesty. You know, my first business partner years ago in the painting industry, we had a great run. We had a really great run. And I've been out of it since 2012 now with him. We parted ways and, you know, he bought my half of the company and some things like that. And we're still friends. And I'll be very clear on that. We're still friends. All the respect in the world for one another. But when I look back on things that I could have done better in the partnership, the number one thing is I could have been more honest. Now, I wasn't hiding anything. I wasn't, you know, there was nothing, you know, fuzzy going on or weird or anything like that. But there were just things that I believed in, that directions that we should have taken that I didn't fight for, or I didn't verbalize, or I didn't find a way to communicate how important they were for me. And I look back now with just 20/20 vision and I'm going, man, I blew an opportunity there to really share what was important to me. And here's why. One of the root reasons that I did not share these things, that I did not fight for the things that I thought were important, things that have been on my radar for years that ended up happening to the business that had I fought for it, it would have saved some of that pain for us, is he was about 8 or 10 years older than me. And I had just this weird, insecure, you know, like I'm the little brother partner or some shit like that going through my brain. Even though I knew I brought a lot to the table, I still had this, I don't know if it was just like a subconscious insecurity that he was older and he was wiser, which in many ways he was. But my point here is I didn't fight for what I really knew to be right. And so if you're going to have a partner, and you want it to be successful, you have to be honest. I mean, I'll tell you what, you know, our partnership in the Contractor Sales Academy with Steve and Derek, it's hilarious. You know, when I partnered with Steve before Derek came on the scene 3 years ago, it was hilarious. The very first thing Steve said to me, he's also had many partnerships, is he says, hey, listen, if we're going to do this, you got to know that there's going to be no bullshit here. We're going to be completely honest about everything with one another. And we have been. In fact, recently I sent out a text to the guys and I'm in Colorado, Derek's in Nashville, Steve's in Maryland. We talk all the time. We connect all the time. But I sent this text to them one night and I just said, hey, and they make fun of me now because the way it came across, but I'm like, hey, I'm out here alone. I'm a team guy. Sometimes when I'm alone too much and I'm not physically around my partners and things like that, I just get too independent. You know, I don't know anywhere how to explain it to you guys on the show right now, but like what I found is that I just needed some face time with my partners. Now we just came off our Revolution event in February and we see each other a few times a year in person for our events. But I just felt like, man, we're in this together. We're building this freaking amazing thing. We're building this empire that's changing the world of contracting. And you know, once a quarter, twice a year, whatever it is outside of our events, I'm like, guys, we need some face time to hang, to plan, to dream, to argue, whatever it is, to have a couple beers. And here's what's cool. When you have the right partners, action's taken. They gave me some shit like, oh, Tommy's lonely and things like that, which is all in good fun. But at the end of the day, within 3 days, we had a partners meeting on the calendar for the first week of June. And we're going to Asheville, North Carolina, and we're going to stay someplace. We're going to hang, we're going to plan. We're going to, you know, optimize some things in the business and we're just going to have a good time hanging out as well. So honesty is huge. It is absolutely huge. The other thing, last thing I'll talk about here today to having a successful partnership is you got to have complete ownership of different areas of the business. Now, as an owner, you have and a partner, you have every right to know what's going on in each area of the business. But hey, listen, if your partner is in charge of operations, then stay the hell out of his way. If your partner is in charge of marketing and sales, stay the hell out of his way. Now, if you're the one who's in charge of operations or in charge of marketing and sales or whatever you've, however you've delegated roles and responsibilities, you better damn well know what your KPIs are, your key performance indicators are, to know if you're doing a good job in your role, and you report to one another and have that weekly owners meeting where you get on the same page with each other and you update each other. Like you go in here and go, hey man, I just want to let you know that we generated, 33 leads this week, sold X amount of jobs. A bunch of them are still pending. Here's a few things that you might want to know about some of the jobs that we sold, whatever it is. You got to take ownership of your part of the business. And then if it's the operations guy, he might go, hey, we produced X amount of man hours this week. We were ahead of budget by, between 7 and 10%. So we're ahead of the game. The crews are doing great. Our gross profit is blah, blah, blah. Guys, you have to have ownership, because if you're both have your fingers in everything, you're half-assing a bunch of stuff. But if I can just focus on sales or just focus on marketing or operations or whatever my role is in the business, and I'm all in on that thing, then we're going to be good to go. This goes back to the first thing I said before. If you partner with the wrong person who wouldn't have been successful on his own, how can you ever fully let go of the other part of the business? One of the reasons my business partner and I in Chicago did well is he was more of an operations guy. And I had all the confidence in the world that when I sold a job, it was going to be produced on time. The experience was going to be great. I never gave it a second thought. We were doing over, 300, more than 300 jobs a year for years when we were partners. And I can't tell you how many times I would sell a job and leave and never go back there, because I knew that he was going to deliver this amazing experience because of the training and the effort that he put into our crew leaders and things like that. So guys, I love partnerships. So many people tell you, don't partner up, blah, blah, blah. It's nothing but problems and this and that. And I've been pretty fortunate personally. And I would encourage you to look at partnerships as an option to amplify your business and enrich your life. I mean, I'm a better human being for the partners I've had in my life, even through all the bullshit that we've gone through. I'm a better human being. I'm a better boss. I'm a better leader. I'm a better business person. Betty, bitta, butter, bitta, whatever that tongue twister is, my daughter always says to me. Anyway, so I'm all for the partnership if it's for the right reasons. If you and I are going to come together and we're going to kick some serious ass, then let's go for it. But if you and I are going to get together just so one another, we can bail each other out, that ain't going to work. All right. So I'd love to hear your thoughts on partnerships. Shoot me an email at that's my old email. Holy cow, that just came out. Tom@thecontractorfight.com. Send me an email there, tom@thecontractorfight.com, and let me know your positive story of a partnership. I want to hear a positive. Don't give me any negative shit. I don't want to hear the negative stuff. There's enough negative in the world. Give me the positive stories and maybe we'll share them here on the show. All right, you guys rock. We'll talk to you next time. Travis, rock us out. We'll see you next time on The Fight.